At least two Saudi officers have been killed in an attack by Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allies on a border military base. Now, the incident follows a takeover of another military base by the Yemeni fighters. They captured the strategic Al-Ma'azab base on Saudi Arabia's southwestern border with Yemen. Yemeni sources say the Saudi military forces have fled their positions and their military vehicles, and their hardware was also destroyed during the operation. This is the latest in advances by the Yemeni fighters inside Saudi soil. On Wednesday, Yemeni fighters took control of several military posts. They've killed at least 10 Saudi officers in their mortar and rocket attacks on several border areas in Saudi Arabia over the past few weeks. Now, Yemenis say the attacks are in response to the airstrikes on their country. Press TV's Yusuf Mowry in Sana'a explains the significance of the gains made by Ansarullah and its allies against Saudi Arabia.
This is a very strategic war tactic by the Ansarullah movement and also the Yemeni army. It seems that they have identified Saudi Arabia's weakness, which is face-to-face confrontation. They're not engaged in direct conflict or armed clashes with the Yemeni armies, and this is simply because, according to the reports from there, Saudi soldiers have fled every battle which broke out in the southern city of Najran, and this is something which is working in the favor of the Ansarullah movement and the Yemeni army as they continue to gain ground in the southern border of Saudi Arabia. This seems to be their weakness. They don't want to engage in direct armed conflict with the Yemeni army or the Ansarullah movement, and this is proven to be their weak point. And we can expect the Ansarullah movement to capitalize on this weakness and use it to their advantage to lure or to force Saudi Arabia to come to the negotiation table and to end its infamous airstrikes